You know, I had a meeting, I guess it was Thursday, with a friend of mine. His name is Paul, and he works in children and family ministry for a social organization. And he came up to me and he said, you know, I did this greatest thing. He doesn't go to this church. He goes to a different church. He said, I did this great thing at my church. He said, we brought all the high school students in and their parents, and we sat down and we talked about our goals for the future. And we talked about what the expectations of the children were for the parents and the parents for the children. And then they kind of went and they each wrote a letter to their parents and each kid. And then the parents wrote a letter to the kids. And they came back together and they spent time sharing the letters. And he said it was just the most awesome thing on the face of the earth. He said, you guys should do that at your church. He said, are you interested? I said, sure, I'm interested. And then he said, well, maybe I could come and lead that exercise at your church. And I said, that'd be great. And then he stopped for a minute, and he says, I'll tell you something. He said, you know, churches should be involved in ministering to families. I said, yeah, I agree with that all the time. He goes, as a matter of fact, he said, if I had to say what a church should be doing, he says, it should be strengthening families. That's what churches should be about. I said, yeah. We have that. Strengthen families right there on our bulletin. And I said, yes, I love being on the cutting edge of society. We developed that in 2005. What was that? 8 years ago, when we were gathering together, this church was first starting, and there was just a few families. It was like 20 people. And we would meet in tables right here in the middle. And we'd sing some songs, and then we'd do Bible study, and then we'd have a fellowship time. We'd have meals. And then as we started getting ready to launch worship and figuring out what this church was about, we had to come up with a name. And we looked at a whole bunch of different names. And one of the names that we came up with was Family of Christ. And we thought that is a great, you know, family and Christ, but we didn't like the acronym. And then we said, what if Christ's Family? Maybe that's the name of our church. No, that didn't work. And then we finally settled on Christ Lutheran Vale. But then we said we need a mission statement or a vision statement. We need something because we have no idea. We need to make sure that, because you have to have a mission, you have to have a vision, you have to have all that stuff. And we didn't really understand a whole lot about what those were, but we knew one thing. We knew that we wanted to be about families because families are in trouble, especially here in the United States. Families are struggling tremendously, not only economically, but because of the way that we live here in the United States, families are just torn in every single direction. And we said, we want to be a church that helps families. And I shared a story that happened to me back then. It was about my neighbor. We lived back behind Cienega High School. We were renting a house back there, and I had a neighbor right next door to me. And this neighbor would leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning and be gone all day and would come back at like 10 o'clock at night and then get up every day and do the same thing over and over and over again. And there's so many times we went over to knock on the door and the neighbor wasn't there. And I remember one time, the garage door opened and the car's coming out. I said, yes, that's the neighbor. And the car came out and I waved and I said, hi, neighbor. And the car kept going and never met the neighbor at all. I said, we've got some issues here in Vail that we don't even know our neighbors. And families are struggling. And that's what churches need to be about. And everybody's like, yeah, that's what churches need to be about. So we came up with that mission statement, to strengthen families through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what this church is about. But what's interesting is we went through that process and we went through this. We had no idea what we were doing. We knew that we needed a mission statement, but we weren't sure why we needed a mission statement. And as we've reflected over this, for the last 8 years, we have come to a deeper understanding of what that means and what that means for this congregation. Because when we said we're strengthening families through the gospel of Jesus Christ, what we're saying is two things. First of all, yes, families in our neighborhood, families in our congregation, families in our community are struggling and we need to help them. But there was something deeper, something tremendously deeper that is reflected in that statement. And that is this. The importance of family relationships. Now, many of you come from good families, and many of you remember what it's like when you were a kid and dad and mom, and you're sitting around the dinner table and laughing and joyful and all that, and you may only have one or two memories about that. And that's what we all strive for in our life, is to have that love and that family fellowship with each other. But a lot of times, some of us don't have any of that. And actually, those of us that think that we have a fantastic family in our past, it's in many instances, it's a vision. It's a dream. It's something to strive for, but you remember what it's like living with your brothers and sisters. I mean, it wasn't always, you know, roses, was it? My brothers used to just torment me, and so I would torment them back a lot. I mean, that's the real business about family, but there's something about family. There's something about family that draws us as a community. And it's in our lesson from this morning, from Acts. The more I have studied this congregation and studied our community and studied what God has called this congregation, what God's called me to do, I know that last week we looked at the mission statement, the Great Commission from Matthew 28. But if you want to know what grabs my heart, if you want to know what makes me filled with joy every time I wake up in the morning, what makes me feel joy when I come here on Sunday morning, what gives me the passion to share God's word with you, it's from this, Acts 2, 42 through 46, or 47, our lesson from this morning, from Acts. Because if you look at that, if you look at what happened in Acts, think about it. They gathered together, they prayed together, they sold their properties and possessions, they went to the temple courts every day, they broke bread together every day. If you look at that, what is it? It's like a family, isn't it? It's that relationship that we all strive for in life. That relationship where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe and secure, and even though there may be arguments and disagreements between you, you know, hey, we're still family. We are still in this together. And that early church had that together with them. And what happened when they had that together with them? When they met together, when they were like family together, when nothing else mattered but each other and serving the community, they grew immensely. And as a matter of fact, they started from this little ragtag team of maybe 12 disciples and 100 other people, and they took over the world. How is it that that early church did that? And the answer is, here in Acts 2, we see the model for the church. This church is a family. This church has been called together to be a family for each other and to be something for the community, to give the community, give the world something the world strives for. You saw in the Old Testament lesson today from the Psalm, our hearts long for God. Everybody longs for God. We long for that family relationship. We long for that relationship for people who accept us as we are, people who will care for us and love us, and that's what a church does. And so as we've gone through our strategic plan, we did a strategic plan in 2008, and we just updated again. We took a look back at our mission and our vision, our values, and who we are. And what we really realized, that for this church, what really gets us going, what really God has called us to do, is this Acts 2 model. And so our new mission statement for the Christ Church, Christ Lutheran Vale community is this. The Christ Lutheran Vale is a community of followers of Jesus Christ who are committed to live by faith, known by love, are a voice of help, and we welcome people from all walks of life wherever they are in their spiritual journey. That's what drives this congregation. We are committed by faith that God is at the center of this congregation, that faith in Him is in and around everything that we do, that we are known by love. The early church was known by love. They served the community, and the community loved them because of it. My heart for this community is that you would be known, that we would be known by our love for the community around us, that if we went away, people would be sad that we were gone, that we are known by love, and that we would be a voice of hope. I can't even begin to tell you how many people you come into contact in your day-to-day world that have no hope. They wake up in the morning, like my neighbor. They get in the car, they work all day, they come home, they wonder why in the world they're doing it. When things go wrong in their life, they have no one to turn to. When things serious in their life happen, they feel in despair and they have no one to turn to. And that's where the church can step in and be the voice of hope for our community. There are so many government programs, there's so many things out there trying to fix a sinful world, but I am convinced to my heart's heart that the only hope for this world, the only hope for this world is the church. And the only hope for this community is the local church. And Christ Lutheran Vale has been called to be a voice of hope for our community. We welcome people from all walks of life, wherever they are in their spiritual journey. That's what Jesus did. Remember the woman at the well? And he goes to her and did he condemn her? Did he kick her out? Did he say to her, get away from me? Or did he go up to her and minister to her? Even though she was incredibly involved in deep sin, he still went and came to her and loved her and helped her. You know, a lot of times the church thinks of itself as a box, and you're either in the box or you're out of the box. And so you come in Sunday morning, and we're sitting there trying to think, okay, are you in the box or are you out of the box? But the fact is, we're all out of the box. Jesus Christ is the truth. And when we come here, we're like a point of light. And we are a point of light to everyone. We're not only a point of light to this community, but we're a point of light to the world. And we preach and teach and love Jesus Christ to a world. And we welcome anybody that walks through that door. We will love them. We will be community to them. We will care for them. We will preach the true message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to them in their life. That's what we will do. Why? Because everybody needs to be a part of the family. We have a family. We come up here on Sunday morning and we give each other hugs and we ask about the day and we love each other. And there are people dying to have a relationship like that, to have that kind of relationship. And so as we went through our mission statement, we realized that the mission statement was really our vision. And that the vision wasn't necessarily to strengthen families through the gospel of Jesus Christ. The mission was that we would strengthen God's families through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we would be so much in this world that people will be drawn, like the early church, the people were drawn to that early church, that they would be drawn to this congregation. That's who we are. That we will strengthen and build God's family, because in every single one of your lives and the lives of the people that you meet, the deepest desire that we have, Augustine said it best. He said, our hearts are restless, Lord, until we find our rest in you. And there is a whole world out there that is restless until they find their rest in being part of God's family. And that's the vision that we have for this congregation. That's what we believe God has led us to. And that's what gives me a joy and a hope to be a part of this, is that God will work through this congregation to spread his love to a world that desperately needs it. Because people need to hear the message of Jesus Christ in their lives. That God has saved them. That it isn't anything that they did. It wasn't their spots or the awards of their friends. It was the work that he did in our lives and in the lives of this world. In Jesus' name, amen.